Blog Talk Radio.
That is what I'm talking about, that we got that UFC beginning, which was the old beginning from when they were first doing the Ultimate Fighter. But with the big fight coming up tomorrow, for the people listeners, you're here, you're at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check us out every Friday from 7 to 8:30 right here on Blog Talk Radio. Real quick, before I get into that, with me co-host today, she said she could stay for about 45 minutes or so, which is cool because I've got a lot to talk about. So I'm glad she's able to say. Plus, when we advertise that she's coming on, for some reason, the response is huge. I mean, I don't even think she understands how popular she is. But joining me this Friday on UWC Radio, Candy Girl herself. Candy Girl, how are you, my friend?
Doing sweet things like always. How are you?
You know, good. It's been a while since we got to talk to you because, you know, with everything with the COVID and everything like that. Before we get into it, I have a bunch of questions I want to ask you about that. For the people listening, there's a huge fight coming up tomorrow. Irene Aldana is fighting Holly Holm. For the people who know, Holly Holm's the first one that knocked out Ronda, centered loopy. Mm-hmm. She hit her with that kick and just really stunned her. But Irene Aldana is far and away probably one of the best boxing MMA people to come out of Mexico, and she's really tightened up her jiu-jitsu skills and everything, but this is a huge step for her. I mean, when you start going up against somebody like Holly Holm, that's a big step up, and I think she can handle it, but it remains to be seen. But the good part is it's going to be on regular ESPN. Don't have to buy it on pay-per-view, don't have to buy the app and all that, so everybody's hyped up about that. So we'll talk about that later, but just want to make sure everybody watches that because I want her to do well so bad. You have no idea. But anyways, Candy Girl, before we get into talking about some wrestling and talking about some independent wrestling and stuff like that, during this COVID, you know, it seems like wrestling is finally starting to come back just a little bit. There's a lot of shows in Orange County because the Orange County has loosened up the rules a little bit more, which kind of sucks. I mean, if you're going to loosen them up for Orange County, I don't know why you can't loosen them up for LA County, which is the capital of Lucha Libre. But during this COVID, what have you been doing? I mean, have you been keeping yourself in shape and getting ready? Or have you gotten any calls or whatever to start wrestling again? Because I have something coming up in Orange County, which is cool, but I would much rather be back in LA County working for Lucha Libre Alliance like I usually do. What about yourself?
Yeah, wrestling is year round, so there's never an off season. So as soon as the pandemic hit, I actually was looking forward to just letting kind of my body recover and things like that. And I'm staying in shape, but just in a different type of fitness, right? Because we do a lot of wear and tear in the ring. So I'm doing things, you know, to keep my fitness, my cardio up and ready, because you never know when you can get a call that just kind of makes you push everything to the side. But making sure that I'm doing things to extend my career and not beating up my body, but still keeping that cardio and everything going. So it's, for me, it's more performance-based, more like fast twitch movement, things like that. And honestly, we overthink fitness sometimes, but the basics, you know, if you want to get stronger, lift weights, you know, so making sure to still stay in shape. But not just that, but mentally, I think the pandemic is pushing a lot of folks out of their comfort zone mentally. So I think fitness is a big part of that. And I'm just grateful that I have that sense of discipline because I've had my whole life in sports, that I'm just keeping up with it. And I'm not letting myself sleep in or do anything, because as soon as I get comfortable with that, it's just trouble. Like, I just have to pretend like, look, you know, like I have a show to perform for. That's the only way I can keep myself sharp.
Yeah, especially when you're wrestling people like Auntie Heidi and people like that, because that's a big girl. I was like, when I first saw that was a matchup at Compton Mania, I was like, man, Candy, for lack of a better term, Candy Girl's going to get candy crushed or whatever. But it turned out to be a really good match. You know, you guys kind of went back and forth and went at, and the best thing of all is that people really enjoyed. I got to be honest, I've been doing this for a long time, and I was very skeptical when I went to Come to Mania, but by the time I left, I was like a firm believer. I mean, everybody went home happy, you know, for that show. So we've actually had Sean Black on a couple of times, and he's really been making a concerted effort to bring back Compton Mania and Amped Up or whatever, so that he could get it back out there. So I think he's close. When we talk to him, he's really working hard to try to get an outside show that everybody's, you know, spread 6 feet apart or whatever. So that's going to come to fruition. So first of all, are you looking forward to that? And with that, all that being said, is there anybody in particular who you might want to go up against? It's funny, we had a meeting not too long ago, and they were saying, you know, we really would like to have a good girls match or women's match in this card. And I said, well, I think Candy Girl would be perfect. And they said, I think it was Kayem. He said, well, what if we put her up against Lady Cynthia? And I'm like, that's a straight luchador against a pro wrestler or whatever. So that's already been brought up. So have you been contacted by, let's say, Sean Black or anybody like that for some upcoming shows? But I know your name's already been mentioned because it was mentioned at one of the shows we're going to do. So how, like, as far as that goes, how's that going so far?
Yeah, Sean is great. He has a great vision. I not just am connected to Compton Mania because it's great for the performance value, right, which is why a lot of us do what we do and, you know, put our bodies through such harsh treatment, is because we want people to leave feeling good, feeling happy. You know, even if they laugh with me or at me, like, I want them to have that feeling. And Sean has a great vision of doing that for the community. I'm also emotionally tied to it because I did grow up in, you know, the inner city and things like that. So I am tied to that. I understand the value of entertainment and how important that is for kids growing up to see, you know, to take their minds off things, not just for kids, but for adults. I have been reached out for a couple things. A lot of things seem to be in the works, or I'm excited. I think, like everyone else, we're trying to figure out how to go about it safely, because things are changing on the daily, but it seems like it's something that's going to come to fruition soon. So I'm excited for that. I haven't been in the ring since for a performance match since March, but I'm excited for it, you know, and that's why I don't take a day off, even though we're not wrestling per se on the road and things like that. You know, I'm only 5 feet tall, so I can't afford to take 5-6 months, even in quarantine, off, because I know that when I come back, the people that are bigger, even if they haven't trained, they're still bigger than me. So I have to put in my work if I ever want to be in the same playing field. So no days off for me.
Yeah. Well, now, are you familiar with Lady Cynthia?
I have seen a bit of her work. You know, I think that just the differences in style is going to, for sure, you know, make a good show. But I really like, she brings energy to it too, because anyone can do lucha, right? But it's the energy that she brings that I feel like I can have a lot of fun with. Not just a good match, but have fun with it. I think that's what you can't BS the crowds. They can tell if you're enjoying what you're doing. So that's really important to me.
It's funny because my daughter, Nicolette Marie, she, for the other radio show, that
amazing.
We do, she went to Puerta Escondido for Furia Latina Radio. They had a big thing out there. They had all the luchadores out there, and Lady Cynthia was there, and they were talking about that. She was telling me, they're saying that would be a good matchup or whatever. She's like, absolutely. She said, I think we could blow the roof off that place or steal the show, something like that. And I thought about it and I said, yeah. So I'm actually meeting with some people tomorrow, and I'm like, hey, if that match is anywhere in the works, I think that would be great. I think we should put it out. They're like, yeah, absolutely. So we look forward to that. I mean, it's been such a long time since we've been able to see, you know, wrestling. Now, Warhawk is going to be coming up in a few minutes. He was actually booked. Actually, he is booked for the 15th of this month. They had a big show in Orange County, which was like a drive-in type of thing, which the concept was pretty cool. The ring was up on almost like a rock star type of stage with the big screen so that you could see from wherever you were. So when I asked Nicolette Marie, she said, you know what? It was pretty cool. We were in the car. We got to move up a little bit, but you weren't allowed to get out of the car, which kind of sucks. So she goes, instead of standing and cheering, you had to honk your horn. She says, so there was just horn honks all over the place or whatever. So at least they're making an effort, you know, to bring the wrestling back. And I understand that we have to do certain things. Well, let me ask you this question real quick before we get to Warhawk. This is what I don't get. you can't have a wrestling show and have it outside and put the people six feet apart or whatever, have somebody make sure everybody's sitting 6 feet apart. Everybody has to have a mask on. But you can get in a plane, which is what, the size of a tube, and sit directly next to somebody, and that's okay. I mean, I don't – do you get that? Do you see what I'm talking about here, Candy Girl?
I think that, you know, there's a lot of things that play when it comes to companies and money, right? That goes without saying, right? Money has a lot of influence. So that's the obvious. But I think I've heard a couple of people bring that up. And what I'm hearing as the argument is that hospital air, the way that it's filtered, the way that it's circulated, is comparable to hospital air. You know, the air on the airplane, I mean, is comparable to the air quality, like in a hospital. So I hear that argument. I haven't thoroughly researched it myself. I haven't got on a plane since the public health crisis. But that's what I think is the rationale, is that the way that things are sanitized thoroughly and things like that, that it's deemed safe enough. I wouldn't feel comfortable. I would probably want to have that middle seat empty. I don't even like it. You know, I'm 5 feet tall.
Normal.
I sit in these airplane seats, and I go, oh, my God, how do taller people – I think they're tight. And this was like before the pandemic. I thought it was tight. So I don't know how regular average height weight folks do it. So regardless, I would want that middle seat. Pandemic or not, I'm always want that middle seat empty.
Well, I got lucky. When I was working for King of the Cage, they had so many miles built up that the two cameramen would sit in first class and myself and the referee would sit in business class. So we at least had a little bit of room. But, man, you get that middle seat, I mean, you're right up on – at least if you're by the window, you can kind of scooch, like turn a little bit. And, of course, if you're in the aisle, like I put my foot out in the aisle over there. So we'd fight, you know, especially if you're going southwest when you could pick your own seat. I mean, we'd rush to the back and try to get our own seats or whatever. But you make a good point about the air, because both Nicolette and I work in an outpatient surgery center, and let me tell you, they have spent thousands of dollars to get the air just right. I mean, because in the surgery center, when you're doing surgery, the air has to be cool because heat brings germs. So it has to be at a certain level, and if it's not right at that level it's supposed to be, they stop everything. And somebody has to come in and check it. So you make a good point.
Right.
Yeah, you make a very good point there. So, you know, I guess they got it. But I mean, if we're outside, come on, man, we can make it happen. Only because there's so many indie wrestlers that, you know, I know that are like dying right now because, you know, they want to get out there and do their thing and they can't. But we don't want to get anybody sick either. So that just, you know, remains to be seen. But anyways, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're going to bring Warhog on. We're going to talk a little bit about working this big show coming up on the 15th. And we'll keep talking to Candy Girl, get her perspective on the indie wrestling that we're talking about right now. We'll be right back. Hang on, everybody. An awesome song. But for the people listeners, you all know we had that big photo shoot over at Paul's Photos. So if you want to go down to Paul's Photos and check it out, it is far and away the best store for all your camera needs. Located in the city of Torrance, they have the best prices and professional advice from beginner to pro. Still photos or video, Paul's Photo will take care of all your photo and video needs. Located at 23845 Hawthorne Boulevard in the city of Torrance. You can call Mark at 310-375-7014, and you can always go to paulsphoto.com. Paul's Photo, ready, willing, and able to help with all your camera needs. Make sure you go down and check that out. For the people listening to us, and Candy, I don't know what happened and why we didn't get a hold of her to get her down there, but let me bring Warhog on real quick, and we'll talk a little bit about that, because it was far and away one of the most successful live broadcasts / meet and greet that you could imagine. So hang on one second here. Hopefully I broke down the
Hello?
Record. Hey, Warhawk,
Hello.
It's Fabiano. It's Fabiano, you're live. Can you hear me, my friend?
Oh, yeah. I hear you loud and clear, sir.
It's beautiful. For the people listeners, you're here. You're at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check us out every Friday from 7 to 8:30. I got Candy Girl co-hosting with me today, but on the line with me right now, got a lot to talk about with Warhawk. So real quick before we get going, Candy Girl, say hello to Warhawk.
How are you doing? It is so nice to virtually meet you.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Well, I'm a real gentle sweetheart, just a real pain in the ass to those scumbags out there. That's all. So don't be afraid.
Exactly. Well,
I'm 5 feet tall. I'm scared of everything.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I hope not.
She is, but she can go. I've seen it. I've seen it in person, and she can go. So don't, no worries from Candy Girl. But real quick, I want to talk about the big show coming up in Orange County. But, you know, we were talking before we brought you on. And it's funny because, you know, I have to do a commercial for Paul's Photo. And we had a big photo shoot out there. And Warhawk was there. Warhawk, the Chivos, Alas de Oro, even Sean Black came down. And, you know, first of all, when we announced that we were going to do this, you know, we took the radio show out there. We did a live broadcast. And the most successful thing out of that whole, you know, live broadcast and everything was we played something called Chop Trivia. But instead of asking a question, we were throwing that new cornhole thing or whatever, and if you make it, you make one out of the four bags, somebody gets chopped. So I had eight people play, and out of eight people, there was only two people who took the prizes. Everybody else wanted to see somebody get chopped. So then they sweetened the deal and said, if I make two in a row, can I pick who gets chopped? And we're like, heck yeah, man. This, I think it might have been Manny, the owner's daughter. She nailed two in a row so quick. I was like, wow. So we're like, okay, you made it. Who? So she looked around, she saw Sean Black, she goes, that's who I want. So I chopped Sean Black and put that up on video, and I got more likes and more hits than anything. But we actually had a really good time. Warhawk, you got some really good pictures and some really good exposure from that live broadcast, you know?
Yeah, man, I got a real good exposure. I'm blessed to have that exposure, man. Back then, you know, what was exposure back then? Like I said, the only exposure you have is a portfolio and an 8mm camera. And then as soon as time progressed, you had VHS and your portfolio. And then time progressed, DVD. And then today, your internet and social media, it just progresses, man. You just hope you get picked up.
Yeah, before,
that's all you hope for.
Like when I was working at All Nations and Superboy was working at Michinoku Pro, and I was like, hey, bro, I'd really like to get out there. He's like, okay, well, you're going to have to make a VHS tape, and then you got to do this, and then you're going to be my boy. And so it was a whole thing or whatever. But now, like you said, you could just go to your, you know, Facebook page, or you can go to your social media, whatever, and check it out. But the thing that was different, which I didn't expect, they had, I guess it was the advanced class that came and took some shots. But so they took a bunch of different ones. The funniest part, Warhawk, I don't know if you were there, if you saw it, but Kayam came kind of late, and he had a cape, and they really liked it. So they kept making him run back and forth so that the cape would fly, and they could get the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And after about four, he was so blown up. He had his
hand on
man. Oh, my God. He goes, I haven't been in the ring. I'm dying. And they go, one more. So that was funny. But so anyways, we had a good time out there. But, you know, the one thing about Warhawk is not only does he work in the pro wrestling scene, but he's been working a lot of lucha. He worked for Lucha Libre Alliance, which is Kayam and Enigmador. And you were actually the Lucha Libre Alliance champion for quite some time. Talk a little bit about that, because this is my memory of Warhawk when he was champion at Lucha Libre Alliance. You were wrestling, I think it was Dr. Kruger. I have no idea what happened, but it turned into this big brawl, and everybody was fighting. The people were coming out of the stands. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, like you said, the brawling I can remember just barely. I'm just springing forward right now. All right, but going back, brawling, I can remember people, you know, slugging each other, you know, chairs. I think there was chairs. I'm not sure, but Kruger challenging me. I accept it. And next thing you know, I'm getting ready for battle of my life. And, you know, I don't turn down a battle. And
yeah,
Kruger asked for it, and he got it.
Yeah.
he got what was coming. And that was 1, 2, 3. That was it.
Yeah, the thing over there is they have such a loyal fan base that place gets packed. So I don't even know what happened that night, because they were like, Bobby, get out there. And I thought somebody had jumped the rail. So I just came and started swinging. Yeah, I hit Kruger like 5 times. A bunch of people, I was just swinging. And I remember we went to the back. Warlock's like, what the hell are you doing, man? Come out there swinging. You almost hit me. I said, I didn't know. I thought somebody jumped the rail. We're fighting. Well, you got to get under control. But you were pretty heated. You were pretty heated back there. So it was like, you got to get under control. Like, So then that led to, you know, a couple of more matches. And then, unfortunately, you know, you dropped the belt. So is there any plans to get that belt back? Or, I mean, I know we're in the COVID right now. We can't. But because Guyan was there and Enigma was there, did you approach him and say, hey, what's up, man? When am I going to get my rematch? Or what do you stand right now with Lucha Libre Alliance?
Right now, I'm planning on getting the belt back. According to Commissioner, he says I'm the number one contender. But as of right now, this COVID thing needs to be lifted so I can get my belt back.
Yeah.
But before I even step in the ring to get my belt back, I need to warm up. Like you said, there's an Orange County match that's happening. Yeah,
huge.
And I'm going to hopefully warm up in that match.
Well, real
so
quick,
I don't know what the outcome of that meant. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go and check it out. It's the Orange County Fight Club. It's Thursday, October 15th. It's at the Orange County Fairgrounds. It's at 88 Fair Drive in Costa Mesa. That's coming up. It's on Thursday, so you got to go down there and check it out. The first one was very successful, and Warhawk is going to be taking on Chaz Herrera. And I'm telling you, man, that place was packed last time. Nicolette Marie got to go as well. Tell us a little bit about that match. How'd that matchup come about with Chaz Herrera? Because I've seen him at Lucha Libre Alliance a couple of times. How'd that whole matchup come about?
I've been seeing him work. I've been seeing him high fly, and I'm like, well, let me have a go at this guy, all right? Let me have a go. Let me get rid of this rust. Let me get rid of this crud that's all over me. Thank you, Rona. Okay,
yeah.
Before I even step foot in that ring with Black Metal. Because if I go in there without a plan against Black Metal, that it's one and done. I have nowhere to go. All right. So this will be a good test for me to see where I'm at.
Yeah.
So I'm going to see where... I mean, before you even step foot in the ring again to get your... to get that belt across your waist, you gotta find somewhere to go, and that's OC, wherever OC place is, like you said.
Yeah.
All right.
He's getting fired up already, but it's out at the OC Fairgrounds. Now, that particular show is huge, because when I first heard the concept, I'm like, well, how are they going to do it? You know, people's going to be in their cars, they're not going to be able to see, but it is up on stage, almost like a rock star, like rock concert type of thing. It's up and you can see, and then it's got really cool lighting, but then it has a big screen right behind it. So, you know, if you miss something or whatever, you can follow the action up there. It's really cool. The concept is really cool. We actually had Fernando on the show, and he talked a lot about, you know, how long it took him to get everything done. So like Warhawk says, this is a great chance to see, you know, him back in action. He's been off, you know, for a little while with the COVID, and Chaz Herrera is a good, you know, that dude's no joke, man. That guy's been training for a long time. That's why he's been broadening his, you know, game and heading out to Lucha Libre Alliance. I think that is a good matchup. So we definitely look forward to that. So for the people listeners, don't forget, go check out Warhawk. He's going to be wrestling Chaz Herrera. It's at the OC Fight Club. It's Thursday, October 15th. It's at 88 Fair Drive in Costa Mesa. If you follow Warhawk on his social media, like Facebook and stuff like that, he keeps everybody up to date on what he's got going on. So we look forward to that, and we look forward to going back to Lucha Libre Alliance so he can get that title back. And it's always a good time over there. So running up against the clock, real quick, Warhawk, before we let you go. It's a question we ask everybody.
Yeah.
They say, look, Warhawk, man, you can have one match and you can wrestle anybody live or dead who you always wanted to wrestle. We'll bring them back to
and
life.
And you can't include the candy girl. And you,
yes, candy
and
girl's
it,
out.
It doesn't include the candy girl. I'm off limits, okay?
Yes.
All right. All right. Who? All right. First, which Miss Candy Girl? Who?
Yes.
Who do you think, dead or alive? Who do you want to see me wrestle alive first?
You know, I think
ask me.
My pick. I would like to see you beat up someone that's like arrogant. You know, that's just like because you can really give a butt whooping, you know, and that's why I think people are so hyped for the match coming up. We've been in quarantine for so long. People just they have a lot of frustration. They want to see people beat each other up. But dead or alive, I would like to see you go against the model.
The who?
Old school. Yep.
Really?
That'd be a good matchup.
I want to see you beat up someone arrogant, someone that just thinks like, because I haven't seen that a lot, you know? There's a bunch of different styles out here. But just something different.
Well,
I would love to see that.
Warhawk is a big dude, so if it was me, I would like to see him wrestle Bruiser Brody. I mean, I think that would just be a knockdown, drag-out brawl, and it would just be all of, like Warhawk versus Bruiser Brody in Japan. I mean, I think that would be ridiculous.
That would
what
be a brawl.
Yeah, what about yourself, Warhawk?
Me against Bruiser Brody. Someone build me a time machine or somebody bring him back from the dead so we can
make it happen.
So we can wrestle in Corken Hall today or the Japan Arena yesteryear. Let's do it. I would love to do that. I would give my Soylent Oats to this match. I mean, I would love it.
That would be huge.
I would definitely
would
love
awesome.
It.
That's a good matchup right there. Well, hey man, we appreciate you coming on. We look forward to checking out your match. Don't forget for the people listening, check out Warhawk. He's going to be going against Chaz Herrera Thursday, October 15th at the OC Fight Club. You can check that out on all social media. They're putting it up, you know, because it's huge. It's a big, huge show. So definitely want to check out Warhawk versus Chaz Herrera. Hey man, appreciate you coming on. We look forward. I'm going to try
Matt.
To get down there to go check out that show because I think it's going to be pretty huge. So I'm, even though I'm an old man, it's going to take me, you know, like it's hard to get me out of the house.
Old man, you don't look old. You don't look old.
Bless
right,
you.
You're old
He's
if
like,
you're...
I feel old. He's like, I feel old.
You may feel old, but you don't look old. The only time you're old is when you can't get out of bed, you can't get up from the toilet, you can't even get out of the house for that matter, and you say, get off my damn lawn. That's how old you are.
Exactly.
All right. You're still young. You're still alive and well. Me, I'm alive
absolutely.
And well, and I'm ready to get out in the ring. I'll even, believe me, I'm not even ready to be old. I'm still collecting figures for that matter. Definitely.
Hey,
and when I see figures, I'm still collecting G.I. Joes. I'm still collecting wrestling figures. I'm still collecting...
Yes.
Comic books. That's how young I am.
Yeah, that's huge.
Right.
I hear that. I'm all for
all
that.
All right, Warhawk. Hey, man, we definitely look forward to checking out Thursday, October 15th at the Fight Club. We'll be right back after this. Follow Warhawk on the social media. Keep everybody updated.
All right, one more thing. I like to give a shout out to my nephew who was just brought into this beautiful world right now this past Wednesday. His name is Miles, so I love you, mijo.
All right, Miles.
Can't wait to hold you.
It's just a matter of time
Miles
till we get the trunks and the boots on him. All right.
You know it, man.
we'll see you soon. Everybody, make sure you check him out. Thursday, October 15th. We'll be right back after this. Warhawk, everybody, check him out.
You know it. Catch you there.
Warhawk is crazy, man. He's a beast. But for the people listeners, don't forget, you got to check out Yards After Contact. Gotta check them out. Yards After Contact, printing service, apparel, and of course, custom cornhole boards. Check them out at yardsaftercontact.com, and you can also check out their Facebook page. Great pictures of some of their work, especially the custom UWC shirts modeled by our own Manny Pinson, who is one of the owners of UWC. He's got that button down that's got the UWC logo on the back. You gotta check that out. So if you check out Yards After Contact, you can get your custom gear today. I personally think if you go to the Facebook page and check them out, they got some really cool pictures, because when they first see, I don't know, Candy Girl, if you're into the whole cornhole thing, which is huge. They even have it on ESPN. And they said, yeah, you know, we make some custom cornhole boards. And I thought, cool, maybe put the little logo on there or whatever. But they are way beyond that. They got a Raiders one that is just ridiculous. It's got all the, you know, the I don't know what it's called, like a covering that just has all the rate. It's not just one little spot. It's just the whole thing. And they're really cool.
Super customized. Yeah. You know, I know in downtown LA, they do like, well, pre-pandemic, they used to do like contests and game nights over this.
Yeah.
It's actually a huge sort of like underground scene too.
Yeah. How's your game? Can have you tried it at all?
You know, I tried it. I tried it and I had fun with it. So I think that's my excuse for saying that I'm not good, but I have fun.
Yeah, well, that's the thing too. I mean, everybody thinks it looks easy, but once you get out there and do it, you know,
so easy, and then you start to get upset at yourself. And I'm like, and then because of all the other sports I can play, like I was like, oh, I totally got this. No, and then I was super frustrated because it's so simple, it's hard.
But that's what killed everybody at the photo shoot / live broadcast, is because a few people had it down. And when I think it might have been Manny's daughter that said, hey, if I hit two in a row, can I choose? And she just nailed two in a row. Like, I was like, oh, she must be practicing or whatever. But that really took off. I mean, it just brought another element to Chop Trivia, which we did. That all started Chop Trivia when, this was years ago, I used to do a radio show with Big Swag, Looney Lane, Samoa Joe, and John Cena would come and do the chat room or whatever. This is way back in the day. Mm-hmm. And they started that. They started Chop Trivia because, you know, Samoa Joe was a big dude. So he would ask a question, and if you would miss it, they would put the mic right up to the guy's chest, and one of the students would take a chop, and it took off, you know, from there. Ooh. So now it brought it up to a new element, to where we got this, you know, whole cornhole thing, and people really, you know. Now let me tell you something. If Candy Girl would take a chop or give a chop, I think the people would go nuts for that over there. Because if it was, because I was giving out the chops.
It's different for girls to take chops, though, just because of what's in the vicinity.
You don't want to hit anybody there, and you don't want to hit them in the throat, so you have a very small space or whatever to make sure that you get it right. But we would have to. I had to take one. Somebody picked me, and I think Simon Lotto gave me a chop or whatever. So yeah, we might have to work that out a different way or whatever. So how about a pile driver, like on the cement or something? We could do something like that. Do you think that would be easier?
I'd rather take that than chops across body, just because I feel like as a girl, there's just certain things because of our anatomy that are just not fun. So
that
was not fun going through wrestling boot camp when we had to do cross bodies and chops.
Yeah, that makes sense. But, you know, speaking of all that, you know, for the people listeners, talking to Candy Girl, who's been doing really well. She had a real good match at Compton Mania, and it's just started to progress before we got hit by all this COVID. But to me, I got to tell you, and I just want to put this out there because I get a lot of slack for her or whatever. You know, the state of women's wrestling, there's some girls that could just really go, and some that I'm watching, and I'm like, you know what? To me, it seems like they're trying too hard. But let me put it this way real quick. Nicolette and I went to go see an Inoki Dojo show because all the wrestlers from Lucha Libre were coming from AAA. So they put Fabi Apache and two indie girls from here. I'm sorry, I don't know who they were. And then they had Taya Valkyrie and two indie girls, you know, on the other side. But let me tell you something. I mean, far and away, Taya and Fabi Apache put on a show. And I'm not trying to put down other two
she
girls
is
or whatever. But
like, when it comes, when it comes to Lucha, she is just, she's so good.
Yeah, they were on a totally different level. I mean, it was just, and I'm not trying to start no trouble, but they really outshined the other two girls. Now, to me, it seems like because they've been around for so long, especially somebody like Tai who lived in Mexico and learned, out there and really brought her game to the forefront. I mean, that was really one of the standout matches that we saw at the Inoki Dojo show. So somebody like yourself, Candy Girl, that's, what's the ultimate goal for you? Something like that, to wrestle against somebody like Taya and Fabi Apache, or to go to Mexico, or to go to Japan. What would be the end all be all for Candy Girl?
Yeah, I think to take it back to what you were saying, I think something to highlight because, quote, women's wrestling is, perceived as being new quality, because a lot of times when there's a bad women's wrestling match, people say, oh, well, women's wrestling is suffering. But, we have to be a little honest in that when we see a bad men's match, we don't say, oh, men's wrestling is suffering or it's in a bad state. So I think that we have to give it a little bit of time because, women's equality and things, we're still in the process of fighting for what's right for us, what's been due to us. So I think that I always try to be aware of that. When I see a woman's match, because it's all about repetitions, right? And if you have less reps, it's different. But I am conscious that I don't hear people talk about men's wrestling like that. They don't say men's wrestling. Men's wrestling is allowed to be good and bad. So women's wrestling is only expected to be allowed if it's great. And that's, we need to be allowed to just be equal. And being equal means you're allowed to be good. And sometimes it's not going to be so great. So with that said, I understand that the landscape is super the best time right now to be a woman's wrestler. There's so much more opportunity, recognition, the talent, the athleticism. For me, I love stories, and anything that's going to be a good story, I would love to work with Taya. I would love to work with, I think Storyline with Zinkow.
Yes.
It's every Candy Girl's nightmare, a dentist.
Yes.
But one thing that I think that would be really, really a big feat for me is to be able to go into an intergender wrestling match and not just do it, but to be able to really have it be at a place where it's, good caliber and could be compared to any sort of category of wrestling. That is a goal for me because I know that it's such a big debate right now, intergender wrestling and things like that. But I think that sometimes you can't tell people how to feel, but if you show them something different, then they will feel differently just naturally. And I think that would be a good point for me just to push sort of the equality in the direction that it needs to be.
Yeah, and I would agree with that because I've wrestled many, many a woman before, and it's turned out to be, great matches, but it also depends on a good dance partner. We went to PCW to go see Jake Atlas before he went to WWE, and Sumi Sakai wrestled on that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Sumi Sakai wrestled on that show, and I saw her, and I said, man, that girl, the girl, I think she wrestled Viva Van, if I'm not mistaken, but you could tell she was leading the dance, and she made that match work. And I'm like, man, you put that girl against somebody, it's going to be a show because that girl knows how to work. So I think, it depends on the dance partner. But speaking of that, I got to tell you, we went to go see Jake Atlas, and they put him up against Daga. And that was far and away, easily. And I've been doing this for a long time. For me, match of the year. I mean, I went and I had the flu. I was dying. I was in the second or third row. And I was dying. I had the flu so bad. And Nicolette Marie was with me. So after the match was over, they were throwing money. I wanted to throw some dollars in the ring, but I was so sick I couldn't reach.
They were throwing money?
From the third row. But I actually had to give the money to the lady two rows in front of me and said, hey, can you throw this? Because I can't reach the ring. But it was flooded. I mean, that was really, but it was good dance partner for him, and they put on a show. They and I even saw Joseph after the show, and I said, hey, man, that was a good matchup, man. I said, that really, Daga really made Jake Atlas shine, you know, and vice versa. He's like, yeah, man, I knew that match was going to be slamming. So, you know, a lot of it depends on the dance partner or whatever. So I think if you wrestled somebody like a Sumi Sakai or whatever, man, that would blow the roof off the place. Plus, you get that experience. You know what I mean? You get some good experience from wrestling people like that and keep going. So definitely look forward to that. But anyways,
that would be awesome.
I got to take a break and I got to keep it moving. But I got to tell you, man, it's funny because we've had Candy Girl on a couple of times and the people really send me messages and emails and, hey, man, you guys, you should have her on more often. I'm saying, hey, it's not me. She's, you know, she's busy. She's not just sitting at home. So we're trying to work something
out.
I'm
busy eating candy and lollipops. Let me have my moment. Just kidding.
Exactly. She's got it. When you're Candy Girl, do you have to do certain training and stuff like that, because people want to see you, so you want to make sure that you have everything together and ready to go. So hopefully we'll see you soon. I'm hoping Sean Black's got some stuff going so we can get you out there. So for the people listeners, make sure you follow Candy Girl on her social media. What's the social media that they can follow you on?
My social media is _the_CandyGirl. That's for Instagram and for Twitter.
Candy Girl. Well, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I'll be honest with you. I get this a lot. When I do my MMA show, I have a lot of, like, I have somebody that's going to the Olympics and some MMA people that fight in the UFC. And I get some of the stuff that I get is ridiculous. You know, the questions that they ask. And I'm like, so people, like, are afraid to say stuff to you face to face or ask you or whatever. But for some reason, they think, well, if I send this message.
Totally.
And I'm like, what, you know, do you get that a lot? Do you get like a lot of guys that think that, okay, she's a girl, I like wrestling, she's gonna like me, I know she will. I get a lot of that, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I'm a wrestler, so I know she
oh
be, do you, and what is some of it like? I mean, you gotta, like, I'm talking about your social media, do you gotta weed that stuff out, or how does all that work?
I know, where do I begin? When Warhawk was talking about social media and promoting, I was just like thinking, like, of all the DMs and stuff, like, you know, we promote ourselves and stuff, but sometimes it invites things that we don't necessarily want or welcome. You know, I think because I have such, you know, Candy Girl, I am so much about knowing that things are hard and knowing that things, you know, everyone's in a different state and in the battle that they're dealing with, but still trying to find the positive. I think because people see that and they think that being nice or kindness means that I am, like, not aware of what's going on. But I don't think people understand that it actually takes more power and more kind in the world that we are now. But people think that because I'm nice that they can just send me whatever, or, you know, that I'm just not going to say anything. And that's not the way it works. Being kind is a choice. Being kind is empowering to me because I know that's the influence that I can have on other people. And I know that the kind gestures that helped me in my life were so big and meant a lot to me that I would love to be able to even just be able to pay that back to someone else, you know, make their life or make whatever, put a smile on their face. Like I said, whether they're smiling at me or with me, I'm okay with that because the world is in need of it. But I get some crazy DMs because people just think that I am just, like, going to welcome anything or be nice. And no, being nice does not mean a pushover. So I'm going to keep it PG, but just imagine, we get a lot of crazy things. The women in wrestling, honestly, we're all so, we tend to just glide over what we have to deal with and be resilient. But the stuff we have to deal with, like, geez Louise, like, it is insane.
Yeah, and the girls from MMA are right behind you. Same thing. They get all that stuff. Oh, just, you know, they think because I'm a woman that I like other women and that I'll go with this guy and
That's a very good point. Yeah.
And we get, and I'm like, well, now I see, first of all, they won't ask them to their face because they'll kill them, you know, or whatever, especially like some of the big time UFC people, girls that I have on or whatever, which kind of, you know, this is all I want out of wrestling. And this is why I still do what I do. I think it's the best sport in the world. It's the most entertaining sport, but I just want it to be professional. I just want people to treat it like in Japan, they treat it like a sport, man. You can see it on the news, and it's just, you know, treated so much like a sport. I would like to see that out here, because when somebody says, oh, you're a professional wrestler, that fake stuff or whatever, it just irks me, man, to no end, because they have no idea what you go through to get there, right?
I have a plate. I have a plate and 10 screws. Nothing fake about that. Like,
yeah,
people don't understand. They don't understand the sizes that we do to put on a show. So I think it's easier for them to just reduce it and say, oh, it's fake, because it's easier for them to comprehend. But no, what goes into even be a bad wrestler, even just to put yourself out there, it's a lot. Trying to take yourself from that to be a good wrestler, much more.
Yeah, just to keep yourself from getting killed, because if you don't know what you're doing, that's what's going to happen. So, well, Candy, I got to tell you, man, we really appreciate you coming on. We look forward to maybe, you know, having you on, even if it's sporadically or whatever, because, you know, the people, we really get good feedback. So for the people listening, don't forget, check out Candy Girl on all her social media. Do me a favor, if as soon as you get that booking or whatever with Compton Mania or Amped Up or whatever, let us know so we can put it out there. We'll get that place back because people want to see you.
I appreciate that. We'll do.
Absolutely. All right. For the people listening, make sure you check out Candy Girl for sure. Hopefully we can get her back on as soon as possible. We'll be right back after this. Candy Girl, everybody, make sure you check her out. Everybody, we're back here live at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check us out every Friday from 7 to 8:30. Just got finished talking to Candy Girl. You know, hopefully she's going to come on as a co-host or maybe even host. Who knows, man? She's got so much going on. But for the people listeners, don't forget, man, you got to check out Paul's Photo. Far and away, Paul's Photo is the best store for all your camera needs. Located in the city of Torrance, they have the best prices and professional advice from beginner to pro. Still photos or video, Paul's Photo will take care of all your photo and video needs. Located at 23485 Hawthorne Boulevard in the city of Torrance. You can call Mark at 310-375-7014, and you can always go to paulsphotos.com. Paul's Photo, ready, willing, and able with all your camera needs. Make sure you check them out, man. I had a great time over there. Going to actually be over there tomorrow because we're going to talk about hopefully getting a show going over there. But let's call Papa Georgia. We talk a lot about female bodybuilding and stuff like that, and a lot of the girls would, like Candy Girl, we just got finished saying how she trains a lot and everything, so that's why we're bringing her on, Rhea, so we could talk a little bit about that, because I get a lot of questions about bodybuilding and body composition and things like that, so we'll get her on right real quick and talk a little bit about that. Hopefully it's dialing, so we'll see what happens. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Rhea, it's Fabiano. You're live on UWC Radio. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you loud and clear. Real quick for the people listening, don't forget you're here. You're at UWC Radio. Don't forget you can check us out every Friday from 7 to 8:30. Talking a little bit about female wrestlers. I just got finished talking to Candy Girl, and she was telling us how she's training and getting everything together for when the pandemic is over and she gets booked. But on the line with me right now, somebody who I've been wanting to get on so we could talk a little bit about this is Rhea. Hopefully I don't slaughter that last name. Papa Georgia, right?
Papa Georgia, perfect.
That's perfect. So real quick, before we start talking about, you know, some getting in shape and female body. Now, are you out in, is it Nebraska that you're out in?
Yeah, currently in Nebraska. I've been here for a few years anyway.
And right now, how is everything out there? Because I've had the actual wrestling coach from Nebraska, Mark Manning, on my show before. And, you know, we're always talking, especially with the COVID right now, we're not able to talk too much about wrestling. But right now, how is everything out there in Nebraska?
Pretty good. The weather just took a turn for the cold, you know, so a week ago it was 90 degrees and, you know, overnight it was like 34.
Yeah.
So,
we're in the middle of a heat wave out here in California. I believe today was kind of light. It was like 95 to 98 today, but it's been getting up to 100. Well, put it this way. We went to Palm Springs not too long ago, and it topped out at 120. So it was ridiculous out there. So I would give anything to be in Nebraska to get some of that cold relief. But anyways.
Hey, I'd trade you guys in a heartbeat.
Oh, really? Would you?
I love the hot. I love the heat. Bring it on.
Goodness. I'll trade with you. Maybe we could switch up or something so I can get some of that cold out here because it's so hot. But anyways, I wanted to talk a little bit. You know, I have a vast audience, a really wide variety, because it is mostly, you know, professional wrestling and stuff like that. But now women's wrestlers are just coming to, you know, up to the forefront, for lack of a better term. They're really starting to evolve. Even my daughter, who's 25, she's starting to work wrestling and stuff like that. And all of them want to be in shape. But this is, I kind of put a bug in your ear, but this is what I get the most. I can't go start lifting weights because I'm going to get buff and I don't want to get these big legs and I don't want to be huge. But that's not the case. I keep trying to tell them, no, it takes years to get to there. But if you want to get in shape, do you hear that a lot? Do you hear people saying, hey, I don't want to lift weights because I just get huge?
I have heard that a lot over the years. And especially at like 20 some years ago, I lived in Texas. And not only was it the 90s, but it was kind of the mentality of a few decades ago. And the thought of lifting weights, oh my gosh, you'll get big and freakishly huge. Yeah, no, that takes a lot of work. That takes a lot of years in the gym. That takes a lot of mature muscle, especially younger women, teenagers, 20-something-year-olds. You are not going to get buff because your metabolism is too fast and you're going to burn it right off. It really does, and it takes a lot of good quality food too, which is the plus side.
Right. And what about yourself? It was funny because I was talking to Wendy. She only works Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So I was talking to her today, and I was like, well, did Rhea used to compete? She goes, yeah, and I don't know. And I hit her with like a ton of questions. And she was like flabbergasted. But you have competed and not too long ago, right? Recently, was it?
Right, in July, and I actually would be competing in a couple weeks again if I weren't having eye surgery on Monday, but the only other time I competed was about 7.5 years ago, and that's when I lived in the Detroit area, and it's something I'd always wanted to pick back up again, but ended up moving, and, you know, life got in the way, but it's, I really, really enjoy it. You know, it gives me... kind of what sparked it this last time around was I noticed I was getting too small. I was getting scrawny, you know, going back to how much work it takes to get buff and, you know, put the muscle on and to keep it on. And so in like November, December, I thought, well, I think I'll start bulking up now. And it was a lot of work. My favorite thing in the world is not, you know, lifting weights. I'd rather be, you know, outside playing in the sunshine. So it took a concerted effort to, you know, to focus and bear down and put the muscle on. But, you know, it took a few months, but I made some really nice gains and enjoyed all the eating that went along with it.
Yeah. Well, two things. Okay, this is what I've always lifted weights. I've been lifting weights for years, but far away from being a bodybuilder. I'm just a weightlifter because I've always been wrestling and been a professional wrestler for years, so I've always lifted weights. So when I started working for a company called On the Mat, I had a radio show with them, which lasted for about 7 years. So we got invited to go to the Mr. Olympia to cover because they had jiu-jitsu tournaments there and all that. It was like a whole, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but, you know, they had strongman competition. They had the bodybuilding. They had jiu-jitsu. They had just a ton of stuff over there. So we went, and I was hooked immediately, just seeing what everybody went through and, you know, what it took to get there. But for some reason, I gravitated more to the female bodybuilding because it seemed like they didn't get, you know, what's the word I'm looking for, like the proper acknowledgement that they should get. So after that, we started going to Venice Beach because, you know, Venice Beach is like the mecca of bodybuilding. And I see these monsters, and they're humongous. I mean, it's just amazing. But for some reason, I gravitated more to the female bodybuilders because nobody would talk to them. They were afraid to approach them, and they're like, you know, and I walk right up to them, hey, you know how to do that? Like, yeah. And they were so, I don't want to say happy, but more, you know, like they're willing to sit down and say, yeah, I did this and, you know, this and that or whatever. But real quick, can you expand? Why is that? I mean, I know people want to see monsters or whatever, but to me, I gravitated more towards that because it seemed like it took a lot of effort to get where they get to, just to even compete. Even if you come in last place, just to be on the stage and competing.
Well, I think that, that people that don't know much about the sport or don't lift weights themselves, you know, they see the big male, you know, freaks kind of, you know, for lack of a better term. And, you know, they're drawn to the Arnold Schwarzenegger, Ronnie Coleman type physiques. But for those of us who kind of have more of an insider, you know, view on the sport or know a little bit more about it, I'm with you there. I absolutely love female bodybuilding, and although I compete in figure is my division, that's just how I'm built, I love physique. That is my favorite. I mean, the women bodybuilders blow me away too, but you know, my favorite that I just think is gorgeous is physique. I think something that we've lost kind of in our modern day sedentary world is human beings, men and women. That's how we're supposed to be. We're genetically programmed to be muscular and strong and active and mobile, and we lose that. And I think there's something kind of just natural in a way about seeing women who are developed and strong and kind of living out their full genetic potential. So that's my two cents anyway.
yeah. And it makes sense because, you know, as I got older, because I'm 55 now, and I had to really slow down and stop lifting heavy and almost, I would say almost cut the weight in half, but I made more gains as I got older than I did just by cutting the weight in half and working more for the field. We have a sponsor. Well, we don't have them now, but back when I was working then, we had a sponsor, NutriShop, and they had a contest. And the owner said, look, man, if you get in this contest and you can win, you get first place, but I'll sponsor your show. And I was like, all right. First time I got killed because I just thought it was about losing weight. But we weighed in and they checked your body fat composition. And I can't remember what it was. So complicated that I got fully, you know, like, I don't want to have anything to do with it. But the second one, they said, well, look, we'll help you. And they helped me. So you got points for gaining muscle, but losing weight and stuff like that. And it took a while to get used to it. But as you know, it's not just that. It's not just losing weight. You have to try to keep as much muscle as possible. But can you expand a little bit on that too? How does that go for you?
Well, like I said, I started kind of bulking up November, December, January. And, you know, in addition to lifting heavier weights, you know, trying to put more muscle on, I also had to eat more, which again, I love to eat. I'm Greek. I love to eat. But then I noticed none of my clothes fit anymore. And it was time to start, you know, you can't just eat whatever you want. You have to eat clean. And in this instance, COVID kind of worked in my favor because being home, being on mandatory telework, not going out, it was me and my oven and then me and my grill when it started to warm up. So I actually hardly felt any deprivation getting ready for this show because the one I'd done in the past, I had a trainer and she was very big on, you know, what you can't have. You can't have this, you can't have that, you can't have that. But this time, and she was great and I learned a lot from her. And this time I trained myself because we were all on lockdown, you know. So instead I focus on what I can have. Yeah, absolutely. I can have chicken every day and by golly, I'm going to grill it, you know. So choosing quality foods, my gosh, I think the grill is the place, and you can grill everything. If you're not grilling your tomatoes, you're not living. Grill pineapples, grill avocados and carrots and eggplants. And I mean, sweet potatoes grilled. I have a ton of recipes now, but, you know, just like anything, any advice for staying healthy, stay away from the processed foods, stay away from the fast foods, you know, stay away from pop. You're better off drinking beer than pop. I mean that.
I've heard you know, that.
But I mean, I didn't drink any beer or wine or anything while I was getting ready for the show, you know, to lean down. But and I cut the bread out, which is another tough one for the Greek girl. But otherwise, it wasn't. There really wasn't much deprivation because there is so much good food out there, you know, especially if you're cooking for yourself. That you could really lean down and keep the muscle on.
Yeah,
I also have a lot of recipes for protein powder, too. Protein powder cakes and breads and, oh, my gosh, yeah, you can put it in anything.
Yeah, I've heard that, too. They make, like, protein cookies and all kinds of different stuff. But it took that, going to NutriShop and them explaining, well, this is what you got to do. And it really made a big difference. And like I said, as I got older, you know, men right away, they think, oh, you got to lift the heavy weights and this is going to do it. But when I cut back it and really worked the muscle, it really made a huge difference. That was great. But now, okay, let me pose this question to you. I mean, you yep. say, yeah, I want to compete and stuff like that. Have you ever been out this way, and have you ever been to Gold's Gym in Venice Beach?
I have a sister that lives, well, she used to live in the LA area, and I've walked through Venice Beach. I've never been into the Gold's Gym. And I get out there every so often, because I do have a lot of friends out in the LA area and sometimes doing business out there. So I do get out there every now and then.
Yeah.
But still,
well,
haven't been to the Gold's.
We have to take you, because when the wrestlers
yeah.
come in, like from Mexico, or if they come in from mm-hmm. Japan or whatever, that's the first thing they ask. Hey, can somebody take us? So we get up early, take them to Gold's Gym, work out. Right down the street, there's a place called the Firehouse, and they have a bodybuilder's breakfast. And it's like you can get a bison burger, or you can get, but the breakfast is like your choice of meat, steak, bison, whatever. I think it's about six egg whites and some whole grain or protein style pancakes. They're as big as the plate. And I'm pushing 265, 270, and I can barely finish it. I can't fully finish it. You gotta try that, because it is awesome. That's what everybody does. They go there, then they go to the boardwalk, walk for a little bit, come back, and then we all go home. So if you come out this way, gotta make the Gold's Gym run for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, you gotta walk for a little bit after eating all that. But, oh, sounds wonderful.
That's true. Hey, well, I appreciate you coming on. Maybe we can, you know, once you do compete or whatever, please shoot me a text or shoot me an email or whatever, and we'll definitely promote it. You know, we go worldwide right here on UWC Radio. I admire it. I have a friend named Tanya Moore that's been competing forever. And I've like spent the day with her people that she trains. And there's one girl that came that had no idea what to expect. And she goes outside, and I'm like, where's she going? Oh, she's just going to go out there and get sick. And she's doing it. And I'm like, well, she goes, they're just not used to it. They just think it's just you come and do this, but they got to get used to eating a certain way and all that. So it was a whole thing. And it was just fascinating what you go through to get there, to get to a certain point and stuff like that. So I think I admire anybody who could do that. So please shoot me a text or a message as you get close. We'll promote it on here, put some pictures up, let everybody know what's going on. And if you come out this way, we'll have to make that Venice Beach run. All right.
I'm going to hold you to that. So it sounds great.
Believe me, we get in a van. I've taken people. Well, first of all, I don't know if you're used to it or not, but the BO and farts that are in that van are ridiculous. So I'm just telling you to be prepared, because it gets wild. Exactly. It's a good thing we can sport the COVID mask. But for the people listening to us, don't forget Rhea Papagiorgia, doing good things or whatever. We appreciate you coming on talking. Maybe we can get you back on a little later too, to expand a little more on that. Cause I got women all the time saying, oh, I'm fat, but I can't do this. And the first thing they tell me is that they don't want to get buffed. So we kind of might have to break it down for them a little bit. So maybe we can get you back on and talk a little bit about that. All right, my friend.
Oh, I'd be happy to. Your body is a sculpture, and you can sculpt it however you'd like. So I would love it. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
I agree. You're more than welcome. For the people listeners, don't forget Rhea Papagiorgia. I tried to check out her Facebook page, but I don't know if you have too many people for a friend request or whatever, but they could still follow you and check it out. So hopefully as the contest or whatever gets closer, you could put a few pictures so that people could see the progression. And I think that will be great. So we definitely look forward to that. Rhea Papagiorgia, everybody, make sure I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you. Have a great night.
A million thank yous for coming on. We'll get back with you soon. Rhea Papagiorgia, everybody, make sure you check her out. We'll be right back after this. Man, How about that Rhea Papa Georgia talking some female bodybuilding, getting in shape and all that, which is always awesome. I get so many emails and stuff like that. But for the people listeners, don't forget about Yards After Contact. Got to check out that Yards After Contact printing service, apparel, and, of course, custom cornhole boards. Check them out at yardsaftercontact.com. And you can also check out their Facebook page. Great pictures of some of their work, especially the custom UWC shirts modeled by our own Manny Pinson, who is one of the owners of UWC. That's Yards After Contact. Get your custom gear today. Got to check out that yard. I'm telling you, man, if you see those custom cornhole boards, you're going to get one because they're awesome and they're definitely really cool. So make sure you check them out. Hey, great show. Just for the people listening, you know, we're kind of switching it up a little bit with the United Wrestling Council, working on doing a show. We're going to try to showcase as many SoCal independent wrestlers as possible. That's the goal, you know, kind of went in a different direction or whatever. So we'll keep everybody updated as far as that concerned. We've got a big meeting tomorrow. We're trying to do a show with Paul's photos, because if you saw the pictures from the photo shoot, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's a perfect area to do it. So we're trying to get all that taken care of. You know, the only thing is the COVID. Hopefully we'll be able to do it. But that's basically what we're trying to do, is start showcasing some of these SoCal independent wrestlers. If we could bring some people in, you know, maybe from Mexico, whatever, to work with them just to kind of make them shine, that's what we're talking about. I want to get these SoCal independent wrestlers out there, man, because there's so many good ones. You know, especially coming out of like Santino Brothers or Robert Acevedo's out there in Whittier, you know, people training. So there's some really good workers out here. So we want to try to showcase them as much as possible so we can get them out there. So big thanks to Candy Girl for coming on and helping me co-host today. I'm going to talk to her. Hopefully we can get her back on a semi-regular basis. And of course, Warhog, make sure you check him out. Big wrestling match coming up over there at the OC Bike Club. It's Thursday, October 15th. It's going to be at the Orange County Fairgrounds. That's at 88 Fair Drive, Costa Mesa. Got to check that out, man. It's huge. It's like a whole, like a rock concert type of thing, because they have that ring up on the stage and they got lights and they got a big screen and everything. It's pretty cool. So you definitely want to check that out. And of course, Rhea Papa Georgia talked a little bit about the female bodybuilding, getting in shape. Like she said, she does the figure contest or whatever, but she does admire, you know, the physique contest and stuff, because that's a whole different ballgame, man. You got to drop that last bit of water before you get out on that stage and stuff. It's really amazing. So big thanks to her for coming on. So for the people listeners, we'll hopefully see everybody right back here next Friday. Don't forget, you can check us out every Friday from 7 to 8:30. I say 7 to 8:30, it's usually 7 to 8, but I get that extra half hour just in case we have to go a little bit of overtime. So make sure you check all that out. Big thanks to Yards After Contact, of course, and of course, Paul's Photos. We'll see Paul's Photos tomorrow. Hopefully get that show going. So for the people listeners, we'll check everybody out here next Friday. Thanks, everybody.